The following is an excerpt from a talk given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on June 5th, 1997 in Perth, Australia.
This relationship of Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru help to unite everyone much more. And if people feel more sheltered and helped. Some people, they don't have faith because of whatever reason or they may not even be fully qualified to take the formal shelter of a guru and be considered his diksha or sheltered disciple. But they, if they have faith in someone like a guru or faith in someone as a guru, they could take shelter in the sense of take him as a or her as a siksha guru. And then get practical guidance for advancing in Krishna consciousness. And so this was the program at the time of Lord Chaitanya. Now here this young carpenter, he went, someone offered him some good siksha, don't go into the jungle unprotected. He didn't listen. He listened to his mind, right? His mind had so many ideas. As a result, he became, you know, tiger chow mein. Or tiger food or whatever you call it. And he unnecessarily sacrificed his valuable life. So then, the village, you know, they were really unhappy to hear about that. But it so happened that there was a Hare Krishna preacher who visited the village. And he started to preach Krishna consciousness. And he had a program. And the program went late. You may have experience of that last night. The program went late into the night and people woke up a little late. When they woke up though, they found that the sadhu had already left. So where did he go? He said, he went into the jungle. And they just recently the carpenter got killed. There's a tiger that they got very worried. Nobody warned him. There's a tiger in the jungle. We have to go and protect him, you know. And then they got their guns and everything. They followed his footprints, traced out where he was going to protect him. They were very concerned that they're following. And then deep into the jungle, they start hearing a kirtan. And they hear this, you know, sounds of chanting. I said, what's going on? Strange voices they've never heard before. And they look through the trees and they see there this devotee is chanting Hare Krishna and all the tigers and the deers and everything, they're all chanting with him. On their hind leg, they're having a big kirtan, all the animals. And then they thought, what do we need guns for? He's getting the tigers to chant. Then they don't need a gun to protect him. So then in this part, this chapter of the analogy, this allegorical story, then who are the people with the guns? And who is the sadhu? And who are the wild animals? Anyone know? The sadhu is a fully Krishna conscious Jivan Mukta devotee who is following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Someone who is fully engaging senses in Krishna's service. And the wild animals, who are they? They're the senses. They're the senses. Normally the senses are uncontrolled, right? Very difficult to control the senses, but this devotee is able to control the senses. Or you can say senses, or you could also say they're the vices. Normally the vices that devour us, kam, krodh, lobh, mad, matsurjo, the lust, anger, greed, envy, madness, illusion. But they're all controlled because he's able to engage them all in Krishna's service. He's able to, they're all chanting Hare Krishna. So now they're not dangerous. Now, who are these people with the guns, the villagers? the Bhakti Siddhanta, they give these analogies and everyone laugh at the story, and then it's like, you know, what does it mean? You know, like, it's not so easy. So in this analogy, he describes that the villagers with the guns are like the people following the karma kanda. And their guns are that they have their sense gratification, which is according to some religious principle. So protected by from the grossest aspect of sin, of bad karma. But they're not free from material desire, they're within material desire, therefore they are fearful. They're afraid. That's why they have their guns, the weapons to protect their fearful. But the devotee, because he's engaging everything in Krishna's service, he has no fear. Bajahure mano sinanda nandano abhoya charanara vindure. By offering everything at the lotus feet of Sinanda Nandana, Lord Krishna, then the devotee become fearless. Abhoya charanara vindure. Prabhupada offered everything in the service of Krishna, and therefore he was fearless. When we want to enjoy sense gratification and we don't want to get the bad karmas and we have to figure out how to do that, then it becomes a fearful condition. What to speak of people who are not even trying to avoid the bad karmas? They're in a very, very hopeless position. They're going into deeper and deeper into the entanglements. Here, these people were well armed. It means people, by following some religious system, they feel some protection. But it's not total, and it's not that they're without fears. So more than religion is Krishna consciousness, is actually to be totally engaged in devotional service. Then we come back to the beginning of this verse, that offering our thoughts, words, and deeds to Krishna. Actually, that's the vow that the Tridandi sannyasis take, that in this age, sannyas of giving up all work is prohibited. So instead they vow to use their thought, word, and deed in the service of Krishna. But that's also that everybody's supposed to do that. As much as they can, they're supposed to do 100%. Like where the sannyasi has to do this, is if he doesn't, then he's considered substandard. So here we have this situation. We're all dealing with the mind, with the vices, with the wild animals. And we can tame them simply by being Krishna conscious. That's the ideal method. There's no better method than that. Other methods are either totally ineffective, like the young carpenter wanted to just do it like kind of on the spot. That was also described, like some people think that they can control their material desires by the yoga system. Whenever I get agitated, I'll just sit and meditate. It doesn't work. Just like so many yogis are meditating, but their senses got out of control. You can't do something part-time and expect that it's going to work, or something partial. The yoga system is not so completely absorbing or totally protective in this particular day and age. No, the people don't get that type of total involvement through the yoga system. But through devotional service, because everything we do, we can do for Krishna. Everything we do, we can do for Guru and Krishna. If we organize our thoughts in the proper way and offer our devotional service in this attitude, we can be always protected. Krishna is known as Bhava Grihi Janardana. He accepts our mood of devotion. So it's essential that we maintain the proper frame of mind. That's what we have to learn from our gurus. If we don't have the proper frame of mind, if we have an enjoying attitude, or if we have some attitude that's colored by one of these three modes, or a combination of the three modes, then we're not going to get that same kind of awakening. We're going to still be in this dreaming state to some extent. Maybe we're coming out of our sleep, but we're not fully awakened yet. So we need to fully wake up and see things clearly as they are. So then gradually as we find, encounter different illusions in our life by the help of the spiritual master, then and we start to adjust, and then things become more and more clear until finally when everything's clear, then we're considered liberated even while we're alive. So devotees, it's also described while we're chanting, we go into the clearing state. We're clearing away offenses. We're clearing away the illusions. The offenseless state of chanting, then that's also the liberated state.
This is an audio broadcast of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. To receive this audio broadcast on your mobile every day, add the number +91 96819 16108 to your contacts as JPS Archives and send this number a WhatsApp message. Maharaja's message, your advantage.